Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and las.com. Here's what's happening. New Mexico authorities have filed manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin for his role in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal for the movie Rust. KPCC's John Horn reports prosecutors allege Baldwin acted recklessly.
In the filing against Baldwin and the film's inexperienced armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, prosecutors said Baldwin skipped mandatory firearms training before filming started and was on his mobile phone during a hurried on-set training session. They furthermore said Baldwin, who also served as a producer of the film, not only failed to inspect his gun, but also aimed it directly at Hutchins, which violated the first rule of gun safety. In sum, the filing said, Baldwin's reckless behavior directly caused the fatal shooting. Baldwin acted with willful disregard of the safety of others, and he clearly should have known the dangers of his actions, which led to the death of Hutchins. No trial date has been set. I'm John Horn.
The Los Angeles Police Commission has voted to reappoint Chief Michael Moore to a second five-year term at the LAPD. KPCC Civics and Democracy reporter Frank Stoltz says Mayor Karen Bass supported his reappointment with specific expectations.
She has met with the chief several times to talk about policing. The mayor did send a letter to the commission listing specific reforms that she wants and that the chief has agreed to. Bass said specific actions she expects from Moore include working with taser manufacturers to limit the number of times a taser can be fired during one incident, and a plan to increase the availability of special LAPD teams made up of an officer and a mental health clinician.
The mayor's requests come nearly a month since Keenan Anderson died after being repeatedly tased by LAPD officers. Meantime, Moore has yet to say anything publicly about his reappointment, but he previously noted that he will only serve 2 to 3 years of his five-year term to give his successor time to prepare for the 2028 Olympics. Monterey Park city officials are highlighting community resources that are available to victims and family members of the Star Dance Studio mass shooting. Councilmember Henry Lowe says that the city plans to continue offering counseling and mental health services and assess the impact on local businesses.
People are still trying to just understand what happened and why it happened. But I think it's important that we, as a community, begin the process of mourning, healing, and plotting a path forward.
Lowe says the Monterey Park City Council is looking into establishing a protocol to accept donations to help victims and families. No word on just when that'll happen. He adds that a GoFundMe campaign has raised nearly $1 million, but city officials say there are some people who prefer to give directly to the community. The monthly Sierra Snowpack Survey is happening today. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty says this much-anticipated report will show the results of a series of atmospheric rivers.
As big as last month's survey at Phillips Station in the Sierra was, this month's is sure to top it. On January 3rd, surveyors from the State Department of Water Resources recorded 55.5 inches of snow depth and a snow water equivalent of 17.5 inches. That's 177% of average. There's been measurable snowfall on 13 of the 29 days since that last measurement. Almost a third of California's water needs are met by Sierra snowpack as it melts in spring and summer. The monthly measurements end with the April 1st check, signaling the end of the traditional rainy season in the state. Mike Haggerty, Cap Radio News.
A new study out of Stanford University finds climate warming will likely reach a critical threshold in the early 2030s. Reporter Ezra David Romero explains.
Using artificial intelligence, Stanford professor Noah Diffenbaugh predicts by the mid-2030s, the globe will be 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer compared to pre-industrial levels.
We know that intense hot events, intense wet events are likely to increase in a world with 1.5 degrees of warming.
He suggests we could reach 2 degrees warmer by the mid-century, which means failing to achieve the goal of the UN Paris Climate Agreement. But he says that can still be avoided. Diffenbaugh says using AI decreases the uncertainty of wide-ranging warming scenarios. But he notes that his approach has limitations, and artificial intelligence can go sideways.
Ezra reports on climate for KQED. LA County's eviction protections for renters with unauthorized pets have been extended through March, but some tenants are already being told to get rid of their pets or give up their homes. One family in Covina has been given 60 days to leave because of their chihuahua and cats. Diane Prado is the executive director of Heart LA. That's a tenant aid organization helping the family with their case. She says the protections help, but they're not stopping landlords from making eviction threats.
Tenants don't know the process, and a lot of them leave without having to leave. People will choose their pet over their home, and they shouldn't have to.
Landlord groups say LA should have repealed COVID-related protections long ago, and tenants knew the rules when they signed their lease. Animal advocates say these disputes can be devastating not just for renters, but for pets as well. We're told that animal shelters are already seeing more pets being surrendered due to demands from landlords. You can read more on our website about this, LAist.com. The Jonas Brothers have the newest star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The brothers were joined by ecstatic fans and family at the ceremony to honor the trio's successes. Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas formed the pop band in 2005 and became famous as Disney Channel stars. During the ceremony, Nick Jonas thanked fans for being their driving force and revealed a new release date.
We are excited to announce today that our new album, The Album, will be coming out May 5th. And we can't wait to see you on tour later this year. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everybody.
The Jonas Brothers had disbanded in 2013 as they pursued solo careers, but reunited in 2019 after coming out with their hit single, Sucker. Nick Jonas turned to his brothers during the ceremony and said he was glad they decided to get back together. It'll be sunny today, winds tapering off, highs mostly in the 60s. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.